This is Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then, the at-home edition. Yes, here we are at home. And we're going to find a way to enjoy ourselves.
To laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love, and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie beneath the shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good Day Sunshine. That's by the Beatles from their 1966 album, Revolver. And you know, spring has sprung. You need to take a walk outside. Paul McCartney, one of my favorite songwriters. You know, music can be such a powerful force. And I am listening to music at home. I wonder what's keeping you busy. There's some of my favorite songs that I'm going to be playing today. There's a composer named Dave Mason. He was one of the founding members of Traffic. And he left the band and released his very first solo album in 1970. It's called, fittingly enough, Alone Together. And it features Leon Russell on keyboards. And we're going to hear a song that, even though it was recorded in 1970, for me, it captures so much of what I feel is going on today in our world. It's called World in Changes. After that, we'll hear a song by one of his founding bandmates for the Traffic, a man named Steve Winwood. Steve recorded his most recent album was actually in 2008, and the album is called Nine Lives. The song we're going to hear is called At Times We Do Forget. And you might not be familiar with this song. I wanted to just read a little bit of the lyrics. Well, the world's no perfect place. We're only doing what we can do. When the night comes over me, open my eyes up to a brighter sky. And the light shines above every nation. But at times we do forget about them. Like my brother who is falling down. But at times we do forget about him. And the light shines above every nation. But at times we do forget about them. No regrets can save us, and only our hearts have any answer. So here's two songs from Dave Mason in 1970, World in Changes, featuring Leon Russell on keyboards, and then Steve Winwood from his Nine Lives, At Times We Do Forget.
So crazy, and I wasn't following you. Running in circles won't find me no purpose. It's right here with you and what I do. Bathing us, watching the changes in you. We'll turn for a new day in search of a new way. But are you sure that it will do? World in changes, still going through. I've got a lot to learn about. Me, I'll tell the truth, 'cause I can't pretend. Oh, find yourself a real friend, but then you nearly reach the end of all of this running round with you. World in change.
lot of times we do forget about them. Like my world, for who? Slow on down. But at times we do forget about him. But truth is an empty word, spoken in vain, yeah, like we all do. But hey, in modern way, love and life has a beautiful name, and the light shines above every nation. But at times we do forget about them. But my brother, who is far and down, but at times we do forget about him. No regrets, save us, and only a heart's any answer. Oh, you.
That was Steve Winwood from his 2008 Nine Lives album, At Times We Do Forget. And right before that, we heard Dave Mason from Alone Together. The song is called World in Changes. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, the At Home edition. Where else would I be? That album by Dave Mason, Alone Together, was his first solo album after he left the band Traffic. When he left Traffic, he had formed it with Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood went ahead and joined Blind Faith, did some other recordings, but then Traffic got back together in 1970 after breaking up, and they reformed pretty much without Dave Mason. And one of my favorite songs by Traffic, which was basically Steve Winwood on lead vocals and keyboards, Chris Wood on flutes, and Jim Capaldi, an amazing drummer. They recorded an album called John Barleycorn Must Die, and I really love the title track. It doesn't sound like a lot of the other music that Traffic recorded because it's a British folk song from the 17th century. That's the 1600s. It's a folk song that deals with barley. Barley is a very important crop. And when they reap it and harvest it, they turn it into beer. They turn it into whiskey. And John Barleycorn Must Die is about the personification of the barleycorn. It's a really old song, but they do such an amazing version of it. So this is Traffic, John Barleycorn Must Die.
There were three men came out of the West, their fortunes for to try. These three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn must die. They've plowed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. And these three solemn vow, John Barleycorn was dead. They
hired man with his garbage forks who gripped him to the heart. And the loader, he has served him worse than that, for he's bound him to the cart. Around and around a field till they came unto a barn, and there they made a solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with a crotchety stick caught your skin from bone. And the miller, he has served him worse than that, for he's ground him between two stones.
That was Traffic, the title track from John Barleycorn Must Die. So we've been listening to a lot of British music. It's time for us to come back home to Nashville, Tennessee, where one of America's great treasures recorded his final album called The Tree of Forgiveness, released in April of 2018, a mere 2 years ago. John Prine recorded 18 albums in his career. He was born in Illinois on October the 10th in 1946, and he just passed away on April the 7th in 2020. He was 73 years old, and the news of his death from the complications from the virus spread throughout the musical community, and it brings a tear to the eye because he was such a treasured songwriter. He had such a sense of humor and such a sense of being able to tell a story bigger than his own life. Very deep lyricist. He actually was discovered at a concert that Kris Kristofferson was headlining at the Bitter End. I used to live right across the street from the Bitter End. I know that place really, really well. I played there myself with my own band. But I can't imagine what it would be like in 1971 when Atlantic Records signed John Prine to his debut album, consisting of all his own original songs. So I wanted to play two tracks from his final recording from the Tree of Forgiveness. We're going to hear two songs, The Lonesome Friends of Science, which captures, it's such a, it captures so much of his style, his view of the world. And then we'll hear a song called Summer's End from John Prine's The Tree of Forgiveness.
The lonesome friends of science say the world will end most any day. Well, if it does, then that's okay, 'cause I don't live here anyway. I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee, my wife, my dog, and my family. Now poor old planet Pluto now, he never stood a chance no how. When he got uninvited to the interplanetary dance, once a mighty planet there, now just an ordinary star, hanging out in Hollywood in some old funky sushi bar. The lonesome friends of science say the world will end most any day. Well, if it does, then that's okay, 'cause I don't live here anyway. I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee, my wife, my dog, and my kids and me. The Vulcan lives in Birmingham. Sometimes he just don't give a damn. His head is full of bumblebees, his pride hangs down below his knees. Venus left him long ago for a guy named Mars from Idaho. The Vulcan sent a wedding gift, three-legged stool and a wheelchair lift. Lonesome friends of science say this world will end most any day. Well, if it does, then that's okay, 'cause I don't live here anyway. I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee, my wife, my dog, my kids and me. Those bastards in their white lab coats who experiment with mountain goats should leave the universe alone. It's not their business, not their home. I go to sleep and it never rains. My dog predicts hurricanes. She can smell a storm a mile away. That's all the news we have today. The lonesome friends of science say the world will end most any day. Well, if it does, then that's okay, 'cause I don't live here anyway. I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee, my wife, my dog, my kids and me. Uh-huh. summer's ends around the bend, just flat. The swimming suits are on the line, just drag. I'll meet you there for our conversation. I hope I didn't ruin your whole vacation. Well, you never know how far from home you're feeling until you've watched the shadows cross the ceiling. Well, I don't know, but I can see it snowing. In your car, the windows are wide open. Just come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. Valentines break hearts and minds at random. That old Easter egg ain't got a leg to stand on. Well, I can see that you can't win for trying. And New Year's Eve is bound to leave you crying. Come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. Moon and stars hang out in bars just talking. I still love that picture of us walking, just like that old house we thought was haunted. Summer's end came faster than we wanted. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Come on home. Come on home. You don't have to be alone. Just come on home.
Two songs from the late, great John Prine. From the Tree of Forgiveness, we started that set with the Lonesome Friends of Science. And then we just heard a song called Summer's End, released in April 2018, his final recording. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, the at-home edition. Yes, along with the rest of the world, I am sharing my music from home with you, as you are possibly in your home or maybe in your car. But, you know, home is a special place, and we've all kind of learned to reinterpret what home might mean. So I wanted to transition to songs about home. And you know Carole King. She wrote one of the most incredible songs about home. Carole King's from Brooklyn, and so we're going to listen to her song, recorded live at Carnegie Hall in 1971. This is Carole King's Home Again.
This is probably a sure way to get applause, but I was born in Brooklyn. And so coming back to New York is, for me, home again. Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. really need someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight. Snow is cold, rain is wet, chills my soul right to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feeling right.
That was Carole King live at Carnegie Hall in 1971, her song Home Again. I'm Kathy Geary, and yeah, I'm home too. So, songs about home. There's a comedian, a man named Biff Rose, who started his career in the late 60s and appeared on The Tonight Show and had quite a big splash. And then for some reason, he stopped recording for a long time. But in 2017, he released an album called The Thorn, number two. One of his early albums was called The Thorn in Mrs. Rose's Side. So we're going to hear a song called Home is Just as Good as Any Place. This is one of my favorite singer-songwriters. He's a very eccentric songwriter. He's very vulnerable, but there's something so heartfelt and so authentic and intimate about the way he writes a song that it just draws me in. I find it very magnetic, and I find it very comforting in the way that sad songs can sometimes be comforting. The way that John Prine could write a sad song and still make you feel better for it. Well, Biff Rose is a different kind of songwriter from John Prine. But it has the same effect for me. I hear the sadness. I hear the loneliness. And it makes me feel better. So I hope that it has that same effect for you. This is Biff Rose from 2017. Home is just as good as any place.
Home is just as good as any place when you're alone. Love is just another alibi for having a home. And I wonder how we ever managed to stay apart. And I wonder at all the a marathon when you're alone. You're running it or just tag along, or just stay home. Were there, would he ride his horse? And if he did, would he give everybody else a head start just to be fair? Home is just as good as Paul Revere when you're alone. First time the British ran, patriots chasing rainbows and raincoats. Two if by sea, one if by land.
That was Biff Rose. Home is just as good as any place. So I hope you found, I hope you enjoyed it the way that I do, where I find a sad song can sometimes be so comforting. We're going to listen to two more songs that describe life at home. And if you've listened to my show before, you maybe have heard that I really like David Crosby. David Crosby is about as American as it gets. There's two songs we're going to listen to. One was recorded from his 2017 album called Sky Trails. The song was written by David and his son, James Raymond, who also produced the album Sky Trails. The song is called Home Free. Oh, that song. It's one of those songs that I wish I had written myself. It just means so much to me. I can listen to this song endlessly and never get tired of it. And once again, there's something sad about it, but there's something so beautiful about it all at once. And then we'll hear a song from his most recent album, released in October of 2018. The album is called Hear If You Listen, and the song is called Buddha on a Hill. And it describes the home life, what I think of as he's writing about his own home life with his wife, and that she's made a palace, and that what a beautiful place it is, and that he is just smiling like a Buddha on the hill. This is David Crosby.
I would sometimes, when it rained, put a candle there, as if it were an altar, all white and bare. And I'd draw myself a bath and soak in the dark, as if I were Noah and this was my ark. And I'd look out of that window at the towering sky and think to myself, how lucky am I that I have my home and I live here, like a baby in a blanket with nothing to fear. I'd boil up some coffee on that battered old stove and wonder how those people could travel and roam. So wild and unprotected, out across this great land, out in the wind, out in the sand. And I think I'll never leave here, never leave here at all, like a tree always knowing where its leaves will fall. We fight like the devil to hold this ground, this place of safety that we found. These roots reach out past the shadow of the tree. We thought we could be home free. Now I will sometimes put some flowers outside, as if they were a picket fence to help me hide. bury this talisman beneath the great tree. We'll stay here together, my old friend and me. And I'll look out of that window at the towering sky, and I'll think to myself, how lucky am I that I have my home and I live here like a baby in a blanket with nothing to fear.
Smile,
you
listen.
You
listen.
There's a
This is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then, the at-home edition. From my home to yours, stay safe and be well. And once again, thank you so much for listening.